It's a tough one, yeah. Had our opportunities to win it multiple times. Both teams did. It was a great football game. Didn't catch many breaks and couldn't capitalize on a couple we needed to. Yeah, I don't know. I guess that's a rule. You're not allowed to challenge it. Yeah, he knew it, and he talked to us on the field about it right after it. I'll let him talk about it. What he was, what was going on there. But yeah, he explained to us what the issue was with that, and I didn't know that was a rule. And that's a tough one to swallow. Give up an 80-yard touchdown run on a guy that went down. So.
Feel like you deserve better fate today?
Oh, I don't know what we deserve. We got what we deserved. Guys in there fought their ass off and played hard and proud of every single one of them. We couldn't capitalize on a couple plays and it was just one of those games. In the fourth quarter, you're exactly right. Our defense did a good job of getting us a short field and we couldn't capitalize. Couldn't even get it into field goal range, and that stung. And that's a good defense, top 10 defense, and I'm proud of the guys. In the way we played, against them today, that's a tough matchup for everybody across the board on our team and their team too. But it was a battle, and that definitely could have changed the game. But there's a lot of things that could have changed just when it was back and forth. Let's go defense. I had 100% confidence in those guys. I know they had it in themselves too. It was just a crazy game. I thought the guys did a good job against them. He got in the backfield a couple times, but that's what guys get paid to do. It happens. We were getting it out quick, doing a good job, but at the same time, I think his factor in the game was there for sure, but I don't think he wrecked it for us at all. We played good on offense.
Can you talk about how different the conference was this week compared to Sunday with
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it had anything to do with personnel. I think we just played better, more efficient. We still had way too many drops. Tough ones there, but we executed better today than we did Sunday for sure. Yeah, that and had a chance in the fourth quarter too. A couple times got down in there, especially on that last drive, had a chance. So it's never fun to come away with not winning that one. But get away for a couple days, come back and get ready to go.
Were you comfortable going for the field goal on third down in overtime, or would you like to release one more play?
I was comfortable running on third down. That way you get a chance if something bad happens, you got a chance to get out of it. So no, I'm 100% with it.
I think there was one stretch in the fourth quarter where you guys, I think, threw 21 straight passes or something like that. Was that just because it was working, or
a little bit of both. I mean, it was working, and at the same time, that's a good front four. But at the same time, we liked the matchups we were getting. We were getting good matchups across the board. Find the guys that had the good matchups and go to them, and didn't make enough plays.
Last question.
Can you just talk about, you mentioned it wasn't totally the personnel change, it's a Royals game today. It seemed like he had a big game, and Joey Bell
had a little lift there with his. Yeah. Royals, I thought, played really good. Just some instinctual plays. Blitzed a guy, they busted a coverage, and he was uncovered and did a great job of looking and catching, making a big play. And I think it was overtime or in the fourth quarter, I can't remember which one it was. I scrambled out and he ran down the sideline. He had a different route and just broke it off and went. And yeah, overtime, just made plays out there. I was happy for him. I thought he did a good job.
Thank you.